Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Must go. I won't tell you no. Just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and police say they averted an attack today at Atlanta Hartsfield Jackson International. Authorities say the family of suspect Billy Cagle warned them he wanted to carry out a shooting at one of the terminals. Atlanta Police Chief Darian Shearbaum says they arrested him without incident and later found an assault weapon in his vehicle.
There were 27 rounds that could have been fired from this weapon inside the airport.
The police chief says the family did the right thing by notifying authorities. Hamas transferred another body to Red Cross, and then the coffin is now in Israeli custody. It will undergo DNA testing to see if it's a deceased hostage. President Trump today warning Hamas to end the violence against Gaza and Israeli forces, or he will make sure they are eradicated. It is day 20 of the federal government shutdown. Democrats and Republicans deadlocked on restoring health care benefits. The Senate will take up another vote later today on a measure aimed at ending the shutdown. It is not likely to pass. This is ABC News. A new study published in the journal Pediatrics presents fresh evidence that feeding your kids peanuts early on may help reduce their food allergies by nearly 50%. ABC's Maggie Rooley has more on the findings.
Researchers in Philadelphia found peanut allergies in young children fell by 43% and overall food allergies dropped by about one-third. This after the American Academy of Pediatrics released new infant feeding guidelines in 2015 and again in 2017, encouraging parents to introduce peanuts and other allergenic foods at around 4 to 6 months of age.
Researchers found that in recent years, egg allergies have now become the most common food-related allergy. A lithium-ion battery fire broke out during an Air China flight bound for South Korea. That plane forced to make an emergency landing in Shanghai over the weekend. Crew members put out smoke and flames pouring out of luggage in the overhead bin. Authorities say no one was injured. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. The Packers got their first road win of the season against the Arizona Cardinals last night. Micah Parsons racked up a career-high 3 sacks in the game. A Packers stand-in kicker nailed a franchise-record 61-yard field goal in his first week on the job, shattering the previous best of 58, which belonged to Mason Crosby. Now the world is waiting to see if Parsons can manage to sack former Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next week when the Packers take on the Steelers in Pittsburgh. The Green Bay boy, whose disappearance had people worried Saturday with an Amber Alert, has been found safely. Green Bay police issued the alert for a 4-year-old boy last seen at his Clement Street home Saturday morning. Police say that boy was found and reunited with his family later that day. You have a great chance to see a light show in the sky this week. There is a double comet alert. After a year without any comets bright enough to be seen with the naked eye, two are coming at once. Scientists say the comet Swan will be closest to Earth tonight and the brighter comet Lemon tomorrow night. The comets are part of the annual Orionid meteor shower produced by Halley's Comet. The Orionids are the main event in the fall meteor season. You can look for them just north of the constellation Orion, hence the shower's name. NASA calls the Orionids one of the most beautiful showers of the year. You should be able to see both comets about an hour and a half after sunset. Tomorrow night's will be brighter than tonight's. You'll have to stay up past midnight, though, to catch the whole meteor shower. Scientists estimate the best viewing time to be after midnight tomorrow night. And forecast maps show the fall colors will peak this week in the Green Bay area. Many counties to the north are already at peak color, with some places in central and southern Wisconsin only 25%. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
A comeback win for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers scored in the final 2 minutes to beat the Cardinals 27-23 here at State Farm Stadium. Matt LaFleur, on a critical 4th-and-2, decided to let Jordan Love keep a winning drive alive with a pass to Tucker Kraft.
For Matt to decide to go for that right there in that situation, to have that confidence in the offense for us to go make a play, and then for us to go out there and do it. You know, that's one of those decisions that, you know, it's going to suck if we don't get it, but when you do, it pays off like that when we go out there and get the win. And then obviously to finish off with a touchdown was huge.
Tucker Kraft had 5 catches for 58 yards, including a touchdown play that they ran last week against the Bengals.
It's a big play within our offense. You know, we're just tallying them up at this point because we run it so often. We know that they know.
So the Packers improved to 4-1-1 and for now remain atop of their division. Tonight, it's the Lions and Buccaneers in Detroit on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, passing showers, cold and windy. Low tonight in the mid-40s, high tomorrow climbing only back to 50. At times, wind gusts above 30 miles an hour. Temps slowly warm through the rest of the week. Currently at 64 degrees.
In timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Hope your Monday going well. Eric here with CCR. It's Traveling Band.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need
music you can strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Ladies should be. when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors.
Jolly Rich, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, good afternoon. Something pretty crazy happened behind closed doors yesterday in France. Did you hear about this? This is like the plot. This is like a movie. This is like a movie plot. The Louvre, the museum in Paris, famous museum, Mona Lisa and everything there. There was a robbery yesterday in broad daylight, a jewel heist, essentially, with like almost priceless jewels that once belonged to Napoleon and his empresses. It is the world's most visited museum with 8.7 million visitors in 2024 alone. But somehow they were able to do this in broad daylight yesterday. Man, that again, it's like a plot. It's like a movie. Crazy. I'm sure we will hear more about that as the week goes on.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app, as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Neville Public Museum is a general museum of art, history, and science. And the Green Bay Film Society's Fall 2025 International Film Series continues on the first Wednesday of the month in the auditorium of the Neville Museum. All films begin at 7 p.m. and are free and open to the public and are unrated, but intended for mature audiences. Coming up September 5th, Marriage Italian Style, co-sponsored by the Italo-American Club. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale, followed by the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Twisting the night away, they're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away.
see him go twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the line.
Lean up.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
Can you do all those dances? I can't. Maybe a couple I can. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW with the Tremolos.
Someone is hurt.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Thousands flooded the streets of Green Bay this weekend for a No Kings protest. It was one of the city's largest displays against President Donald Trump and his administration's policies. Organizers said those go against America's democratic ideals. Organizers estimate about 4,000 people attended Saturday's event. Protesters gathered at Joannie's Park for the one-mile march down East Walnut to the Brown County Courthouse on Jefferson. Green Bay's demonstration was one of more than 60 No Kings protests scheduled in Wisconsin and 2,600 across the country. Both fans involved in a viral clash at American Family Field have been banned from future Brewer games. The Milwaukee attorney who threatened to call ICE on a Dodgers fan has lost her job and resigned from a volunteer position. The man who recorded it all was removed from the game for disorderly conduct and public intoxication. The Brewers say they don't tolerate offensive comments about race or national origin. If you hope to bag a sturgeon this winter, now's the time to get your license. Wisconsin's DNR sent out a reminder that the deadline is October 31st for all spears who want to harvest a sturgeon from Lake Winnebago. Wisconsin's pheasant hunting season also opened over the weekend and runs through January. Bag limits are now 2 roosters a day. Farmers are crossing our state to raise their voices against trade barriers. The Motorcade for Trade made a stop in western Wisconsin on their 14-state tour across America's heartland. Free Trade Executive Director Brian Kuhl says 95% of people who consume American agriculture products don't live in the U.S. Since Wisconsin relies heavily on ag exports, especially for soybeans, dairy, and cranberries, Kuhl says tariffs intended to punish other countries are actually causing significant financial hardship for farmers here at home. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michael. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, passing showers, cold and windy. Low tonight in the mid-40s, high tomorrow climbing only back to 50. At times, wind gusts above 30 miles an hour. Temps slowly warm through the rest of the week. Currently at 62 degrees.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall.
It's Paul Simon, Kodachrome, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, and streaming online at WGBW.fm. It's every mother's son now. Come on down to my boat, 97.9.
She sits on the dock, a fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Wants to come with me, But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day. Down.
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Talking the Payne Arts Center next.
Baby.
Come and get your love.
Redbone, come and get your love. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Eric Westfall. Good afternoon. Well, over this weekend, I saw a couple different of my friends from the Green Bay area post about this exhibit they saw at the Payne Arts Center in Oshkosh. And I thought, man, I need to look into this. It goes until the 26th, so this is the last week of it. But it's called The Nature of Light. And basically, you're going to see a spectacular showcase of illuminated sculptures and environments. This is the second time they have done this. It is immersive. It's a nighttime experience harmonizing light, art, and nature. The adventure brings visitors on a journey both inside the mansion and outdoors throughout the 4 acres of gardens. And the pictures and stuff that I saw some friends post look really cool. So if you're into that sort of thing, you might want to consider checking it out. Again, that's at the Payne Arts Center in Oshkosh, and it goes through the 26th, goes through this weekend.
Belinda Ronstadt Experience. Hear the music of Linda Ronstadt Friday night, October 24th, as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Well, that'll be the day. Live at the Meyer Theater in downtown Green Bay.
But I don't know what it means.
Tickets available at MeyerTheater.org. The Linda Ronstadt Experience, October 24th, live at the Meyer Theater.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to wgbw.fm and click events. You're welcome.
Bob, you got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Bob.
news and timeless hits, 97.9 The Beach Boys. Hey, if you love oldies, you found your station. Now we got a request. Just let your friends know about us. Yeah, tell a couple friends, tell some family members. If they're looking for great oldies, you can ask for no better station than 97.9. It's the Shy Lights.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow in the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
When one holiday at a time. We'll get to Thanksgiving after Halloween, and we'll get to Christmas after Thanksgiving. One holiday at a time. That's just the way we roll at 97.9 WGBW.
Some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got
control.
You got to me,
you got to be mine. Through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her, till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me.
You got to me. You got to be mine. All right. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl. Alright, come on now.
You got to me.
Say you got to me now. Oh, a little bit, come on now. You got to me.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW, Denmark, Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Senate back in session to take up an 11th vote on a clean bill to end the government shutdown. Democrats and Republicans, though, remain deadlocked on restoring expiring health benefits. At the White House, President Trump blaming Democrats for the ongoing shutdown.
All we want to do is have a vote of continuation. And it's the first time in history that a group has not voted for continuation, so they're having they have what's called a Trump derangement problem.
The president making the comments as he welcomed two national champion college baseball teams to the White House, the LSU Tigers and the LSU Shreveport Pilots. A panel of Ninth Circuit Court judges has lifted the temporary restraining order by a lower court that banned the deployment of National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. The state's attorney general in a statement on X called the decision a dangerous path in America. A second TRO remains in place, preventing any state's guard from deploying to Oregon, but it also faces a likely legal challenge. This is ABC News. Amazon Web Services says it's pinpointed the issue that caused worldwide outages for its web clients today, but problems persist for many popular businesses and users. Here's ABC's Mike DeBusky.
Websites for the Wall Street Journal, Pinterest, Verizon,